The Leadership Challenge Workbook by James M. Kuzes and Barry Z. Posner. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Leadership Challenge Workbook by James M. Kuzes and Barry Z. Posner is a comprehensive guide to developing leadership skills in individuals, teams, and organizations. The book provides practical advice on how to become an effective leader through self-assessment exercises, case studies, and action plans. It also offers guidance on how to create a culture of trust within an organization that encourages collaboration and innovation. The authors begin by discussing the five practices of exemplary leadership: model the way, inspire a shared vision, challenge the process, enable others to act, encourage the heart. They explain each practice in detail with examples from real-life leaders who have successfully implemented them in their own organizations. The authors then provide readers with tools for assessing their current level of leadership effectiveness as well as strategies for improving it. In addition to providing guidance on individual development, the Leadership Challenge Workbook also focuses on team building and organizational change management. It includes activities designed to help teams identify common goals and develop shared values that will enable them to work together more effectively toward those goals. Additionally, it provides information about creating an environment where people can take risks without fear of failure or retribution. Finally, the book contains numerous resources such as worksheets for tracking progress over time as well as templates for creating action plans tailored specifically towards achieving desired outcomes related to leadership development initiatives within an organization or team setting. Overall, the Leadership Challenge Workbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their personal or professional leadership capabilities or foster greater collaboration among colleagues at any level of business or government. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establish a shared vision. Leaders must create a vision that is shared by all members of the team and that will motivate them to work together to achieve it. Main idea number 2. Model the way. Leaders must demonstrate the behaviors and values they want to see in their team members. Main idea number 3. Inspire a shared mission. Leaders must create a mission that is meaningful to all members of the team and that will inspire them to work together to achieve it. Main idea number 4. Challenge the process. Leaders must be willing to challenge the status quo and take risks in order to create innovative solutions. Main idea number 5. Enable others to act. Leaders must empower their team members to take initiative and make decisions. Main idea number 6. Encourage the heart. Leaders must recognize and celebrate the successes of their team members in order to build morale and motivation. Main idea number 7. Foster collaboration. Leaders must create an environment that encourages collaboration and teamwork. Main idea number 8. Strengthen others. Leaders must provide support and guidance to their team members in order to help them develop their skills and abilities. Main idea number 9. Develop competencies. Leaders must ensure that their team members have the necessary skills and knowledge to be successful. Main idea number 10. Find opportunities. Leaders must be proactive in seeking out opportunities for their team to grow and develop. Main idea number 11. Build relationships. Leaders must build strong relationships with their team members in order to foster trust and collaboration. Main idea number 12. Set the example. Leaders must lead by example and demonstrate the behaviors and values they want to see in their team members. Main idea number 13. Create a culture of trust. Leaders must create an environment of trust and respect in order to foster collaboration and innovation. Main idea number 14. Communicate effectively. Leaders must be able to communicate effectively in order to ensure that their team members understand their vision and mission. Main idea number 15. Make decisions. Leaders must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively in order to ensure that their team is able to move forward. Main idea number 16. Manage conflict. Leaders must be able to manage conflict in order to ensure that their team is able to work together effectively. Main idea number 17. Develop strategies. Leaders must be able to develop strategies that will help their team achieve their goals. Main idea number 18. Monitor progress. Leaders must be able to monitor the progress of their team in order to ensure that they are on track to achieve their goals. Main idea number 19. Provide feedback. Leaders must be able to provide feedback to their team members in order to help them improve their performance. Main idea number 20. Celebrate success. Leaders must be able to recognize and celebrate the successes of their team in order to build morale and motivation. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing a shared vision is an essential part of successful leadership. A leader must be able to articulate their vision in a way that resonates with the team and inspires them to work together towards achieving it. The vision should be clear, concise, and achievable. It should also reflect the values of the organization or team. It is important for leaders to communicate this vision regularly so that everyone understands what they are working towards and why. The leader must also ensure that all members of the team have ownership over the shared vision. This means creating opportunities for input from each individual on how best to achieve it, as well as providing feedback on progress made along the way. By involving everyone in setting goals and tracking progress, teams can stay motivated and focused on reaching their objectives. Finally, leaders need to recognize successes when they occur, both big and small, so that individuals feel appreciated for their contributions. Celebrating accomplishments helps keep morale high while reinforcing commitment to achieving future goals. Main idea number 2. Model the way is a leadership approach that emphasizes setting an example for others to follow. Leaders must demonstrate the behaviors and values they want to see in their team members, as this will help create a culture of trust and respect. By modeling these behaviors, leaders can show their team members what it looks like to be successful in achieving goals and objectives. Additionally, by demonstrating positive behavior such as collaboration, communication, problem-solving skills, and resilience when faced with challenges or setbacks, leaders can inspire their teams to strive for excellence. Leaders should also ensure that they are consistent in modeling the desired behaviors so that everyone on the team understands what is expected of them. This consistency helps build credibility among team members who may otherwise doubt whether or not the leader truly believes in what he/she is saying. Furthermore, it reinforces the idea that everyone has a role to play in creating success within an organization. Finally, modeling the way requires leaders to take responsibility for their actions and decisions. If something goes wrong, then they must own up to it rather than blaming someone else or making excuses. This shows integrity, which further builds trust between leader and followers. Main idea number 3. Inspiring a shared mission is an essential part of effective leadership. A leader must create a mission that resonates with all members of the team and motivates them to work together towards achieving it. The mission should be clear, concise, and meaningful so that everyone can understand what they are working towards. It should also be inspiring enough to motivate people to take action and strive for success. The leader must ensure that the mission is communicated effectively throughout the organization in order to ensure everyone understands it and is on board with it. This includes providing regular updates on progress made towards achieving the mission as well as celebrating successes along the way. Additionally, leaders should provide support and resources needed by team members in order to help them achieve their goals. By creating a shared mission that inspires people to work together, leaders can foster collaboration among team members, which will lead to greater success overall. When everyone has a common goal they are striving for, they become more motivated and productive, which leads to better results for the entire organization. Main idea number 4. Challenging the process is an essential part of leadership. It requires leaders to think outside the box and take risks in order to create innovative solutions that can help their organization succeed. Leaders must be willing to question existing processes, identify areas for improvement, and develop new strategies that will bring about positive change. This means being open-minded and embracing different perspectives while also having the courage to make difficult decisions when necessary. Leaders should strive to create a culture where challenging the process is encouraged rather than discouraged. They should foster an environment of collaboration and trust so that employees feel comfortable speaking up with ideas or suggestions for improvement. Additionally, they should provide resources such as training programs or mentorship opportunities so that employees have access to the tools they need in order to effectively challenge existing processes. Ultimately, challenging the process is a key component of successful leadership. By taking risks and creating innovative solutions, leaders can ensure their organizations remain competitive in today's ever-changing business landscape. Main idea number 5. Enabling others to act is an essential part of leadership. Leaders must create a culture where team members feel empowered to take initiative and make decisions. This means providing clear direction, setting expectations, and giving team members the resources they need to succeed. It also involves creating an environment that encourages risk-taking and innovation. Leaders should provide feedback on how well their team is doing in terms of taking initiative and making decisions. They should recognize successes as well as failures, so that everyone feels comfortable trying new things without fear of failure or criticism. Finally, leaders should be open to suggestions from their team members about ways they can improve the process for enabling others to act. Main idea number 6. Encouraging the heart is an essential part of effective leadership. Leaders must recognize and celebrate the successes of their team members in order to build morale and motivation. This can be done through verbal recognition, public acknowledgement, or rewards such as bonuses or promotions. It is important for leaders to show appreciation for a job well done so that employees feel valued and motivated to continue working hard. Leaders should also take time to listen to their team members' ideas and concerns. By showing genuine interest in what they have to say, it will help foster trust between leader and employee, which will lead to increased engagement from the team member. Additionally, providing feedback on performance helps employees understand how they are doing and where they need improvement. Finally, leaders should strive to create an environment where everyone feels safe taking risks without fear of failure or criticism. When people feel supported by their leader, it encourages them to try new things, which can lead to innovation within the organization. Main idea number 7. Fostering collaboration is an essential part of effective leadership. Leaders must create a culture that encourages and rewards collaboration, where team members feel comfortable working together to achieve common goals. This means creating an environment in which everyone feels respected and valued, regardless of their background or experience level. It also means providing the resources necessary for teams to work together effectively, such as access to technology and training opportunities. Leaders should also ensure that team members have clear roles and responsibilities so they can collaborate efficiently. They should provide regular feedback on progress towards goals, as well as recognition for successful collaborations. Finally, leaders should encourage open communication between team members by facilitating conversations about ideas and solutions. By fostering collaboration among their teams, leaders can help them reach new heights of success through collective effort. When done right, it can lead to greater innovation and productivity while strengthening relationships within the organization. Main idea number 8. Strengthening others is an essential part of leadership. Leaders must be willing to invest in their team members and provide them with the resources they need to succeed. This includes providing guidance, support, and feedback that will help them develop their skills and abilities. Leaders should also create a culture of trust where team members feel comfortable taking risks and trying new things without fear of failure. Leaders can strengthen others by setting clear expectations for performance, recognizing individual contributions, delegating tasks appropriately, offering constructive criticism when needed, and celebrating successes together as a team. They should also strive to create an environment where everyone feels valued for their unique talents and perspectives. By investing in the development of their team members' skill sets, leaders can ensure that each person has the tools necessary to reach his or her full potential. Strengthening others is not only beneficial for individuals, but it also helps teams become more effective overall. Main idea number 9. Developing competencies is an essential part of effective leadership. Leaders must ensure that their team members have the necessary skills and knowledge to be successful. This means providing training, mentoring, and other resources to help them develop the competencies they need for success. It also involves setting clear expectations for performance and holding team members accountable for meeting those expectations. Leaders should strive to create a culture of learning within their teams by encouraging open dialogue about challenges and successes, as well as offering feedback on how each individual can improve their skill set. They should also provide opportunities for growth through job rotation or additional responsibilities so that team members can gain new experiences and build upon existing strengths. Finally, leaders must recognize when individuals are ready to take on more responsibility or move into a different role within the organization. By doing this, they will foster an environment where employees feel empowered to reach their full potential. Main idea number 10. Finding opportunities for your team to grow and develop is an essential part of being a leader. It requires you to be proactive in seeking out new challenges, experiences, and learning opportunities that will help your team members reach their full potential. This could include providing them with additional training or mentorship programs, setting up networking events or conferences they can attend, or even just giving them the chance to take on more responsibility within the organization. It's important to remember that these opportunities should be tailored specifically for each individual member of your team. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses, so it's important to find ways to challenge each person in a way that best suits their skill set. Additionally, it's also important not only to provide these opportunities but also ensure that everyone takes advantage of them by encouraging participation and offering support when needed. By taking the time as a leader to seek out growth-oriented activities for your team members, you are helping create an environment where everyone can thrive and reach their highest potential. Not only does this benefit individuals on a personal level, but it also helps strengthen the overall performance of the entire organization. Main idea number 11. Building relationships is an essential part of being a successful leader. Leaders must take the time to get to know their team members on a personal level, and create an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves. This will help build trust between the leader and their team, which in turn will lead to better collaboration and communication. Leaders should also strive to be approachable and available for their team members when they need guidance or support. They should make sure that each individual feels heard and valued, so that they can contribute fully to the success of the organization. By creating strong relationships with their team members, leaders can ensure that everyone is working together towards common goals. Finally, it's important for leaders to recognize each person's unique strengths and weaknesses in order to maximize productivity. When people feel appreciated for what they bring to the table, they are more likely to stay motivated and engaged in achieving organizational objectives. Main idea number 12. Leaders must set the example for their team members by demonstrating the behaviors and values they want to see in them. This means that leaders should strive to embody these qualities themselves, so that their team can look up to them as a role model. Leaders should be honest, reliable, and hardworking. They should also show respect for others and demonstrate good communication skills. By doing this, leaders will create an environment of trust within their teams where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves. Leaders must also ensure that their actions are consistent with what they expect from their team members. If a leader wants his or her team to work hard and stay focused on tasks at hand, then he or she needs to do the same. Similarly, if a leader expects his or her team members to treat each other with respect and kindness, then he or she needs to lead by example in this regard as well. Ultimately, setting the example is essential for effective leadership because it shows your team members how you expect them to behave while working together towards common goals. It also helps build trust between you and your employees, which is key for successful teamwork. Main idea number 13. Creating a culture of trust is essential for any successful organization. Leaders must be willing to take the time to build relationships with their team members and create an atmosphere of mutual respect. This means being open and honest in communication, listening carefully to others' ideas, and providing feedback that is constructive rather than critical. It also involves setting clear expectations for performance while allowing employees autonomy in how they achieve those goals. Leaders should strive to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up without fear of retribution or criticism. They should encourage collaboration by creating opportunities for team members to work together on projects and initiatives, as well as provide recognition when individuals contribute positively towards the success of the organization. By fostering a culture of trust, leaders can ensure that their teams are motivated and engaged in achieving organizational objectives. When people feel respected and valued within an organization, they are more likely to go above and beyond what is expected from them, leading to greater innovation, productivity, morale, loyalty, job satisfaction, all key components necessary for long-term success. Main idea number 14. Effective communication is essential for successful leadership. Leaders must be able to clearly articulate their vision and mission, as well as the goals they have set for their team. They should also be able to explain why these objectives are important and how each team member can contribute to achieving them. Additionally, leaders need to ensure that everyone on the team understands what is expected of them in order to work together effectively. Leaders should strive to create an environment where open dialogue and honest feedback are encouraged. This will help foster a sense of trust between the leader and their team members, which will ultimately lead to better collaboration and more effective problem solving. Furthermore, it's important for leaders to listen carefully when others speak so that they can understand different perspectives and make informed decisions. Finally, leaders must be willing to adjust their communication style depending on who they are speaking with or addressing. For example, if a leader needs to give instructions or provide feedback in a group setting, then they may need to use language that is clear but not overly technical. However, if they are talking one-on-one with someone, then more detailed explanations may be necessary. Main idea number 15. Making decisions is an essential part of leadership. Leaders must be able to assess the situation, weigh their options, and make a decision that will best serve their team. This requires them to think critically and objectively about the potential outcomes of each option before making a choice. Additionally, leaders must be able to act quickly in order to ensure that their team can move forward with minimal disruption or delay. Leaders should also consider how their decisions may affect those around them. They need to take into account not only what is best for the team as a whole, but also how it might impact individual members or stakeholders involved in the project. By considering all perspectives when making decisions, leaders can ensure that they are taking everyone's needs into consideration. Finally, effective leaders understand that there is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to decision-making. Different situations require different approaches and solutions. As such, they must remain flexible and open-minded when evaluating potential courses of action so that they can find the most suitable solution for any given problem. Main idea number 16. Managing conflict is an essential skill for any leader. Conflict can arise from a variety of sources, such as differences in opinion or values, competing goals and objectives, or even personality clashes. Leaders must be able to recognize when conflicts are occurring and take steps to address them quickly and effectively. Leaders should strive to create an environment where team members feel comfortable expressing their opinions without fear of retribution. This will help ensure that all perspectives are heard and respected. Additionally, leaders should encourage open dialogue between team members so that they can work together to find solutions that everyone can agree on. Finally, it's important for leaders to remain impartial during conflicts. They should not take sides but instead focus on helping the team come up with a resolution that works best for everyone involved. By taking these steps, leaders can help foster collaboration among their teams while also ensuring that disagreements don't lead to long-term animosity. Main idea number 17. Developing strategies is an essential part of leadership. Leaders must be able to identify the goals and objectives of their team, analyze the current situation, and develop a plan for achieving those goals. This requires creativity, problem-solving skills, and an understanding of how different elements can work together to create successful outcomes. Leaders should start by gathering information about their team's current situation and resources available to them. They should then brainstorm potential solutions that could help achieve the desired outcome. Once they have identified possible strategies, leaders should evaluate each one in terms of its feasibility and effectiveness before deciding on which strategy or combination of strategies will best meet their team's needs. Once a strategy has been chosen, leaders must communicate it clearly to their team members so everyone understands what is expected from them. It is also important for leaders to provide ongoing support throughout the process as well as feedback on progress made towards reaching the goal. Main idea number 18. Monitoring progress is an essential part of effective leadership. Leaders must be able to assess the current state of their team and identify areas for improvement. This requires a clear understanding of the goals that have been set, as well as an awareness of how far along the team has come in achieving them. Regularly assessing progress allows leaders to make adjustments if needed, ensuring that their teams are on track to reach their objectives. Leaders should also use this monitoring process as an opportunity to recognize and reward individual or collective accomplishments. Doing so can help motivate team members and create a positive working environment where everyone feels valued and appreciated for their contributions. Finally, it's important for leaders to communicate with their teams about progress regularly. Keeping everyone informed helps ensure that everyone is on the same page when it comes to expectations and goals, which can lead to better collaboration among team members. Main idea number 19. Leaders must be able to provide feedback to their team members in order to help them improve their performance. Feedback should be timely, specific, and constructive. It should focus on the behavior or action that needs improvement rather than attacking the individual's character or worth. Leaders should also ensure that they are providing positive reinforcement for good work as well as corrective feedback when needed. When giving feedback, it is important for leaders to remain professional and respectful of the individual receiving it. They should avoid making assumptions about why something happened and instead focus on what can be done differently in the future. Additionally, leaders need to make sure they are listening carefully so that they understand how their team member perceives the situation before offering any advice. Finally, effective leaders will follow up with their team members after providing feedback in order to ensure that changes have been made and progress is being made towards meeting goals. This helps build trust between leader and follower while also helping foster a culture of continuous learning within an organization. Main idea number 20. Celebrating success is an important part of leadership. It helps to build morale and motivation within a team, as well as providing recognition for the hard work that has been put in. Leaders should take time to recognize successes, both big and small, and celebrate them with their team. This could be done through verbal praise or rewards such as bonuses or promotions. Celebrating success also serves to reinforce positive behaviors, which can help create a culture of excellence within the organization. Leaders should make sure that they are celebrating successes regularly so that it becomes part of the organizational culture. They should also ensure that everyone on the team feels included in these celebrations by recognizing individual contributions where possible. Finally, leaders must remember to lead by example when it comes to celebrating success. If they don't show enthusiasm for their own accomplishments, then how can they expect others to? As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.